This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's home builders are still busy despite statewide stay-at-home orders. Permits to build single-family homes were up more than 20% through February. Pat Hamill runs Oakwood Homes. He says home construction was listed as an essential industry, so his job sites are still running. He's more worried about future home sales.
I'm anticipating anywhere from a 15 to 20% cancellation rate of our backlog.
A record 3.3 million people applied for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week. Hamill says that will certainly put some home builders out of business, but he expects a quick economic recovery when social distancing measures are lifted. Dozens of commercial property owners in Boulder have agreed to offer tenants relief if they're economically struggling because of COVID-19. They made that offer in a resolution submitted to the City Council. Boulder City Council member Mark Wallach.
Not all landlords are in the same place in terms of being able to do these things. But we have some large landlords in town who are thinking of the community's health and are prepared to put their money where their mouth is.
The landlords have agreed to refrain from any evictions against tenants who need rent deferral or reductions. 10 critical care nurses from Phoenix have traveled to Greeley to help with the COVID-19 response in northern Colorado. Banner Health says the nurses will serve for 2 weeks at the North Colorado Medical Center in Greeley. The healthcare provider says it's moving people around its facilities in 6 states. In Colorado, Banner Health has operations in Fort Collins, Loveland, and Greeley. At noon today, we'll get the latest update on coronavirus in Colorado from Governor Jared Polis. That's live at noon here on CPR News.